Welcome to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. Lloyd will be sharing the actual poetry he writes, including his reflections and scripture, to inspire your devotional relationship with God. Now, here is Lloyd Portman.
Hi, it's Lloyd here again today, and we're going to do something different today. I'm not going to actually read you a poem. I'm going to share a testimony about a poem that I wrote, which had some pretty amazing consequences. This happened as a result of a young man in the town that I lived in and ministered in, needing to go to a halfway house to sort out his drug addiction and alcohol addiction. And he was going to another church, but the other pastor of that church found a place where he could go to this halfway house. And anyway, on the day that we were going to take him over to this place, I was running a bit late, and God said to me, "You're going to go and meet the lady who runs this place. Do you want to write her a poem?" And it was like I was running late, and I actually didn't think about writing a poem for this woman, but it was like God wanted her to have this poem. So what I did was I sat down and I started to write this poem, and what happened was an unusual situation. I had never had this happen before with writing a poem, but what happened was God actually dictated the poem to me, and I just wrote it out line by line. And the funny thing was, and you'll laugh at this, he dictated the poem rather quickly, and I actually had to say, you know, "Can you please slow down? I can't get this written down on the page at this speed." So God slowed the dictation down, and I wrote it all out. And back in those days, I had tremendous issues with spelling and punctuation. I thought punctuation was about being on time, not to do with grammar. But anyway, my wife, who was very good at English, received the poem, as she did all of my poetry, and she went about correcting it. And she read the poem, and she looked at me, and she said, "Well, God must have written this." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, there's no spelling mistakes, and there's no issues with your grammar." And I was really surprised. But anyway, that was where it was. So I duly wrote the poem out on a card and put it in the envelope and put the lady's name on the front of it, and off I went, and we collected the young man, and we went over to this place, this halfway house. And when we got there, the lady had been called out on an emergency, and so her son met us at the door, and we processed all the paperwork and got the young man settled into his new accommodation, and off we drove home again. About a day or so later, the lady rang me up and thanked me so much for the poem, and said to me, she said, "How did you know all that information? Because we've never met." And I said, "Well, God actually dictated the poem to me." So I said, "It was just me being the mailman, so to speak." And she laughed and she said, "Okay." She said, "Look, I'm going to get back in touch with you and maybe even come and visit you at church, in your church service one day." And I said, "Okay, that'll be great," and left it at that, hung up. And anyway, about probably 6 to 8 weeks later, when I think back, she arrived at our church door and introduced herself. And I said, "Oh, wow." I said, "It's great to meet you, and thank you for coming." And then she said to me, she said, "I haven't told you about what happened with your poem." And I sort of didn't really realize that there was anything to tell me. But anyway, she told me this is what happened. At the time, her husband was really struggling with his relationship with God, quite backslidden, almost denying his faith. Everything that happened, this man questioned it and doubted it, and it was just really hard for her. And they were an elderly couple. Anyway, when she first read the poem, she started crying, and he was sort of sitting in his chair reading the paper, I suppose, and he looked over and saw his wife was quite distressed, and he said, "Oh, what's the matter?" And she said, "Oh, I'm okay. It's just this poem." And he said, What about this poem?" And she said, "Well, a man whom I've never met before wrote me a poem. It's amazing what is written in this poem, and it's very, very close to my heart." And he said, "Oh, well, can I read it?" And she said, "Yes, definitely." And she took it over to him, and he read it. Now, he knew his wife, and he knew the situations that she'd been in and everything. And what actually happened was, as he read the poem, he started weeping as well. And both of them were having a really deep weeping session. He was so taken by the content of the poem that was written to his wife that something happened in his faith which basically turned his heart around, and he believed that God had written it, because she had said that she'd never met this man who wrote it. Then he just, I suppose, had a revelation that God was really real and more on their case than what he realized. And so he stopped blaming God, and he repented and got his life really sorted out with God. It was like he came to a full place of repentance, dealt with all his questions and bitterness about God and the church and everything else, because as I've heard once, a minister came to our church and was preaching, and he said, "No matter what attitude you come to a service in, if you come to criticize, there'll be something to criticize. If you come to enjoy, there'll be something to really enjoy. And if you come to learn, there'll be something there to learn. If you come to have a revelation, it'll be there waiting for you." So no matter what attitude he came in, he got it sorted out. And he stopped holding his fist at God and started to really, really look at God in a different way from how he had been. And he got himself really sorted out with God, and his whole relationship with God just really took off to a totally different level, and to a place where his wife was actually so surprised that she said that it was a state that he had got into that she couldn't believe how he could have got into that state from just reading a poem. Anyway, this is what actually happened as a result of him reading the poem. He got his life sorted out with God, and he established something in his life with God in that time, and continued to be a devout believer, and had a totally different relationship than he had ever had in his whole life with God. And this went on for about 4 weeks. And then one day, after he had been sitting in his chair and having a coffee and they were talking away, he had a massive heart attack and died. The amazing thing was that he was the most prepared to die of all the time that he had been aged. He was in a healthy place emotionally and spiritually, no matter what his health condition was. So she shared this before the service. Well, I was absolutely amazed at what God did at that time. Anyway, I had a sermon prepared for the day, and I just dropped my sermon because I suppose my head was everywhere else. And I said to her, I said, "Oh, would you like to get up here and share with the congregation? You don't have to tell them anything about what we've been talking about, but obviously you've got something there from God. So the pulpit's yours if you want it," which she gladly accepted. And all the people, all my congregation looked at me as if to say, "Who's this person? You haven't told us about her." Anyway, she got up and preached, and it was just a beautiful service. And she came home for lunch, and we had a lot of fun times talking about what happened. And that was it. She continued working with the young fellow that we took over there and he got stabilized. She had an amazing ministry, this woman. She could just work with people no matter where they came from or what background they came from. And it was everything that God had written in this poem. And I was so surprised that it really made me think about how that all happened and how God dictated it, because God actually wanted it shared. It wasn't me wanting to do it. It was God wanting to send a message to her. So that's it for today. And I know it's a bit different, but that's the power of what can happen when you obey God and just work with him and allow him to dictate to you whatever he wants to say. And even if you have to ask him to slow it down a bit so that you can get it on paper, don't be scared of doing it. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Devotional Christian Poetry Podcast with Lloyd Portman. For more information, please contact Lloyd by visiting our website at www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. That website address again is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. And be sure to download the free ebook on the website, and please subscribe to our podcast. That way you'll be notified when a new episode is published. Our website, one more time, is www.devotionalchristianpoetry.com. Until next time, God bless you.